Hello, and welcome to my podcast, The Life of a Young Struggling Schizophrenic. So, I know it's been way too long since I have put out an episode. So, I apologize to my listeners, to my viewers. I apologize to my followers, my subscribers, my fans, my critics. I especially apologize to my haters. Thanks for apologizing, self. That's a joke, and it's not a bad one, so it's borderline what I'm not supposed to do, though. But anyways, I really wanted to jump on because I've been meaning to get this going again and actually stick to it, and kind of the voices were telling me I needed to stick to my podcast and I needed to hurry up and wrap it up or figure it out or quit leaving people hanging. I want you to know I am alive. I am doing okay. I will not say I'm well. I'm physically okay, and like my health is good. But you know what? I am well. I'm fairly well. Because I was gonna say, like, it's not all prancing and dancing and jolly all the way, but there's nothing too concerning other than maybe a lack of socialism. Not socialism, golly. Socializing, but that's been getting better too. But anyways, I wanted to get on because I want to talk about something that happened that I want to just... It's kind of weird. It's really weird. It might be, I think, because of my account synced Learn Your Handwriting. It might have, like, wiped what I writ to save me. Or it's just being a pain, or I really don't just know. But I wrote in my daily journal, and I wrote quite a bit, but I went to speak a word, or write a word. Writing's not the same as speaking, but if texting and typing is using your voice, is not penmanship. I don't know. I didn't want to say the word, because it's supposed to be like, stop and think about what you just did, take a long meditation. And it was funny. I went to look up the verse where it was, and I typed in David, because I thought, oh, it's in the book of David. And so when I typed in David, the table of contents came up, and I realized, oh, I probably meant Psalms. Well, first I thought David. I was sure it was David. And then I thought something else. And then I was like, no, it's Psalms. Psalms. And then out of luck or something, I don't know, I knew right what chapter and right what verse. See, and right there, I said right what verse. It sounded like I was commanding myself or telling myself write the verse. Psalms. Hold on, it's not working. Psalms. Oh, that was weird. It wasn't working because it had the Psalms in. It had the type in where the writing would go. I don't know. It's weird. It's acting up. But anyways, Psalms 9:16. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the works of his own hands. And then this version had two words, but I only learned the one word growing up. But I didn't want to write the word that had come to mind, the second word, but the one that I knew, because I felt like it had meaning and it wasn't time to write it or say it. And I made a little sign for what I would use as Selah in that instance, at least maybe for a while, and continual in my writings. I've got a little notebook to set precedence now, and to be able to remember. But I went back after I copied the verse from the Bible and I put it in a note somewhere else. And then I went back to my journal and my note had vanished. Not all of it, but all but five lines of hand. Or, like, I don't know if I should explain that. Five lines that I, like, five type lines. Except of hand. And it just disappeared. So I will, after I'm able to, go to my computer and see if I can recover it. I might be able to right here, actually. It was kind of like speaking to me, like, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Maybe I should have, like, not used the word, or, I don't know, I really don't know. But I want you guys to know I am doing very okay. I'm doing well. I am well. But I'm doing well. I'll let you guys know soon who the next archangel, fire archangel from the fire archangel oracle I'll be presenting. Also, update. There's a new artist that is out. Myself. Also not myself. Part of Schizo Studios. Astro Energies. Make sure it's little A, S-T-R-O. E-N-E-R-G-I-E-S. He's got a lot of nice stuff out, and we've got to work in the process. It's pretty bomb, guys. Astro Energies is out. Schizo Studios is still making a name. Still becoming the brand that I aspire it to be. But it's hard to be a studio when you're all by yourself. Well, kind of. But what I want you guys to know is I have this thought that other people can apply to be part of the Schizo Studios. Maybe apply is the wrong word. It's kind of like an application. You've got to meet certain criteria. One of the things is you have to be neurodivergent or have a altering view due to a diagnosed mental health issue. That you can use Schizo Studios to present your point of what is to those who are not having the same perspective, and you can show the world what you see, not force it down their throats, but let them come to it as they will, and then it might help you as you do it, as it helps me, because as I speak and I share, it's self-talk therapy. And it gives me a sense of purpose. It gives me something to do. And I want to help others. And there's power in numbers. Not that I'm that person, oh great, I heard one say, oh great. Not that I'm all about power, but like they're with a group of people with publications or productions or art or like a group of people. Then it kind of takes over the algorithm. It becomes more prominent. And another thing is it would be nice to be able to have somebody help, if anyway, with costs. My website's coming up soon, and I don't have the money for it, but I'm trying to get it. I don't want to lose it, so I'll figure something out. But to split those costs is what, like, part of the studio's goal is too. To make it more accessible to those with less resources. Anyways, check out my website, www.schizostudios.org. That's www.schizostudios.org. Now, that means if I don't pay my freaking re-enrollment, that somebody can take it over. But anyhow, feel free to check it out. Like, subscribe, follow, whatever the streamer you're on lets you. Share with others, and you'll hear from me next time.